Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
And welcome inside this Sports Ethos Sacramento Kings podcast on this Monday. Sam Comente here with you alongside, as always, the incomparable and all-knowing Jill Adge. It's Christmas week. Christmas is on Friday, or excuse me, Christmas is on Saturday. Christmas Eve is Friday.
Yep.
So we have a fun week of Christmas ahead of us. Christmas stuff. I'm lying. I'm just going to be working all week. I'm sure you will be too, Jill, or at least the next day or two before Christmas Eve. I have to work Christmas Eve. But
yeah, I'll be working from home the whole week. So
right. The grind don't stop, but it is nice that we're at this part of the year. Almost through 2021, the Kings have been battling, well, what everyone else has been battling. The rampaging newest version of COVID. However, Jill made the most of it. We're coming into this podcast as the Kings have won two of their last three with Christie at the helm, including last night, a game against the Spurs, who they're going to be competing with for that 10th spot in the Western Conference or play-in spot, if we still want to stay that, which we will. We know that they're going to be competing there. They beat them with nine guys that played, and two of them are guys that usually play. That was a good win, and it was a fun game, and they're playing with
it was
heart. All three games, they play with a lot of heart and passion. Memphis ended up pulling away because Memphis is such a good, deep team, and they got them in the second half.
But all no three one games, should be Jill, surprised that one. No. I mean, Memphis is just, I mean, they're
good.
They're a good team. And back to what we always said about every roster spot is important, right? Mm-hmm. And Memphis just goes to show that every single season. Like, again, this is not the first time they've lost Ja. They've had other injuries. Their mentality is very much like they have their culture. It's next man up. The next guy produces. Like, that's just their... been their thing for years now. And so kudos to them. Whether they're young, they're older, like they just go in and do their job and they all play the same way. So we strive to be that, right? And so and which is fun when it's you see some of these, you know, our young guys getting their shot and then taking advantage of their shot. I think Christie said that well the other day. He talked about Metu and Ramsey, and he was saying that he expects more of Metu and gets on Metu more because he can see, right? Like he has seen his process the last, you know, 2 years that he's been here, and he can see flashes from him, and he wants him to get there. Right. And so these are the times you take advantage of your opportunity and play within yourself. And you're seeing it from the Metus, Damian Jones, Ramsey last night, like even Harkless now getting back in the rotation. I mean, he's out there hobbling on one leg. Like you see him run and he's like hopping, but he's still giving, right? He's still playing defense. He's still, you know, finding ways to contribute. And so kudos to all those guys. And was it Justin Robinson? Even him, I mean, he got thrown in an hour before the Memphis game. Friday, I felt bad. And he looked a little bit more comfortable in yesterday's game. So and if you're without Holmes, right? If you're without Holmes tonight and there's that 13 healthy body rule, they need to sign three people, supposedly. So I don't.
Right.
If Holmes is there, then it would be two. We saw Justin Jackson was just signed with the Celtics. We've seen multiple guys today get taken. So I'm interested to see what they're going to use those spots. I would think they would get another point guard. Like they were throwing Jamias, like he's kind of that, like they've been playing him at shooting guard, but they kind of had to play him at point guard. Yesterday you had Harrison Barnes at point guard at times. Like, you need, I mean, we always laugh at guards and centers, but they actually do need, they could use it if there's someone available, like Derek Walton Jr., who they had at camp. He was putting on a show, or they had him in summer league. They had him in one of the, it was either camp or summer league. They brought him in. He's there. I don't know what's going on with Stockton's, their protocols, or if they're okay. If they're okay, then you can have like a Matt Coleman, right, that you can bring in who was around. To me, it's hard to know any Stockton guys just because I know they were all in OKC traveling. And Deuce had mentioned that a day or two ago was of why more of them hadn't been brought in. So without knowing that, to me, it's hard to say like who they could bring in or not. I don't know, like Chicago's whole G League team was down when their whole main team was down. We've seen like five or six of the main team get grabbed, and so people over there are laughing that like they're not even going to have a team to play in any of their games because all their guys are being grabbed by other people. And that's the Celtics G League team, so people are just grabbing from them. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I really don't know. I would think we always think wings, but you know, there's some good wings out there. So
McNair loves his centers. We know that.
Yeah. I don't know. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Oh yeah. We got about seven hours when we're recording this till tip off in Golden State or San Francisco. I have to say, Jill, this is terrible. I hate that we're going through this again. It seems like, you know, we're right about to enter the pandemic in the shutdown all over again with how things are happening. Thankfully, we're not, I don't think, because of vaccines and boosters and all that and everything we know about coronavirus as opposed to 2020. But amidst all this, I kind of think it's cool that we get to see a lot of these guys who many people have never heard of unless they're a deep G League fanatic like a Deuce Mason or Morgan Reagan because they follow the G League and they broadcast for them. But you're going to get a ton of people that have to be given a chance.
Been waiting for a shot. Yeah.
And that's, that's cool. I think that's awesome. Yeah. We're going to see a like the Magic. There's been a lot of jokes made about the team. They fielded a couple days ago where the guy was,
they just brought in Freddie, my guy, Freddie.
Yes, they did. I saw that this guy who I think is a reporter for the team Twitter. He goes, I obviously cover the Magic. I'm a big NBA guy. I cannot tell you who these people are. Like I've never heard of these people. And this guy that covers the team, but that's what they did. They went out and they found a bunch of random dudes that wanted to hoop. And they put together a team. Are you going to win? Probably not, but it's going to be fun. And I like that the Kings.
You're going to have guys go out there playing hard. I mean, yes, and that's exactly all you can ask for.
The Kings have found their heart in the weirdest way possible by this, by having to do this, by having to play the guys that really, you know, give a shit because this is their life or their careers on the line, not their lives. It's not that serious, but it's cool to me. And I you're right. The new rule the NBA just implemented that, depending on how many people, is it like how many people we have positive, you can then, depends on how many, how many you can sign.
It's, because you have to have 13 healthy bodies. So depending on, if you, like what we were talking about before we started, there's 19 teams right now in the NBA with two or less in protocol. So 19 teams don't have to do anything because if you're down one or two players, you're still from that 17, you're still at that like 15 mark, normal. Or if you're 15 roster, you go down to 13, but then you have your two ways. So, in that sense, yeah. And so, but for anyone that has what, like 4, 5, 6, as we've seen, some have had up to 10 out, you're signing as many as you need to hit 13. And so we were at 10, without Holmes. And so, So if Holmes come back, it's two from what I understand and nobody else tests back out of protocols. But I'm assuming they're still waiting for that kind of stuff too, since they're testing every day.
Right.
To see if anyone's testing out of protocols. Like we saw Malik Monk test out of protocols and then he had to go back in. So I don't know what happened. Like it's, this is the thing too, is it's like, this is the craziness they're all dealing with. So we all expect like, come on, quick. Why are they doing all this? Well, like it's a long process that we're not privy to. Like there's so much going on behind the scenes that it's like, you're never going to get, you know, all the answers or when you want them.
And these contracts, if they sign, so essentially what you're saying, Jill, if people want to understand, tonight they have to sign at least two, most likely. If Holmes comes back, they're going to have to bring in two guys to have 13. Yes, if Holmes does, 13. Now they have three. Yes. So they're going to have to bring in some people today.
And the big thing they changed too was for teams like Brooklyn, who was over the tax, like every 10 day they were signing ended up being like a huge hit compared to other teams. So part of the agreement that they did with everyone was that it wouldn't hit the tax.
Okay. Yeah. And then if it gets out of hand, the contract becomes like a hardship type of contract. Whereas if the Kings sign, when they sign, I should say, we'll say two people today, we'll be optimistic that Holmes comes back. Those are 10 day contracts automatically, right? Is that how it works? Yeah,
they call them 10 day hardship exemptions. I don't know. And so I don't know if it's like, if people come back, like if it's, like, does their 10 day just expire then and there? I don't know. Yeah. We haven't really seen that play out yet. And they also, good news for the two way guys. Their game limit has been completely taken away, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. So that helps. I'm trying to think.
We'll see if Lewis King can clear then today, because he would be obviously an obvious target or obvious guy to come in and play if he gets through his protocol. We haven't heard about anyone in their protocols just yet today.
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity though, Jill, to have signed Isaiah Thomas. Looking at it now with Fox out and Mitchell out.
We could have needed a point
guard. We really could have needed Isaiah Thomas, who's now playing with the Lakers and had a good game on Friday, I believe, where he debuted and had like, he played a ton because they were shorthanded and he had 20 something points. Looks great always. The man, I swear the man doesn't age. So let's talk real quick about last night's game. 121-114, they beat the Spurs. Mostly just want to give credit to the two guys or three guys that had terrific games. One of them really needed it in Buddy Hield, if nothing else for his trade value, but also just for people in the Kings community to remember that he can be a really good player and a fun player to watch when he's in that mode that he was in last night where he just couldn't miss. Halliburton at 27, he was way more aggressive than we've seen him previously, I think, as a requirement from Doug Christie, because they don't have anybody. They need him to shoot. And then Damian Jones, of course, a career game. He had 23 points. He was active on the offensive glass. He was just constant energy, which is something this team has been lacking consistently. So those three guys, 20-plus points. And the Kings pulled away. I mean, I was afraid that they would have a drop-off again because they were short bodies. Didn't happen. And Jamias Ramsey had 7 points. Robinson only played 3 minutes. No Kata or Woodard in these games. Woodard, Jill, against Memphis when they really needed him, you thought, played 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They really don't like Robert Woodard. I shouldn't say that, but it seems like that.
Well, it's hard to, it's hard to take anything out of, I mean, that you're down this stuff and they're not playing you.
Right.
It's the question, right?
Not encouraging.
And they haven't listed him on any kind of like injury or anything. So it's just,
I feel bad.
I mean, and obviously Doug is comfortable in Harkless and Barnes and throwing those guys out there, 40 minutes and 32 minutes and going with that route.
Hey, they're bets.
And Chimezie as your like small forward, like three.
Yeah, big lineups.
You know, so yeah, I mean, I can't fault it right now because it's working. I mean, if anything, you would have thought maybe in the what ended up being a blowout with Memphis that he could have snuck in there, but.
And looking at the stat sheet from the Spurs game. Again, not a huge amount of 3-point attempts.
I know
he was
on Twitter liking tweets of about him being a bad basketball player.
Robert Woodard was? That's epic. He's just totally leaning into this bullshit.
Being petty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect it.
I know. I mean, that's petty, but hilarious at the same time.
So I respect it.
He's going to get a fresh start when the Kings make a trade. He'll be thrown in there as an extra guy just so he can get a fresh start. But the Kings had 14 threes, Jill. I just have to say this. 25 attempts. Again, with Christie in charge, they have not gone heavy from the three-point line. But half of those made three-point attempts, half of the 14 came from Buddy Hield. And they all seem to happen in like a two-minute span. Like it was just raining Buddy Hield
threes.
7 of 9.
Yeah.
7 of 9. That'll play.
3 of 5. Damian Jones, 2 of 2.
Yeah, we didn't know he could do that.
They were 56% from three and 50% from two. I mean, they had a good shooting night.
11 steals.
And shockingly, only 11 turnovers. Like from a group that hasn't, like that's just being thrown out there, 11 turnovers is really good.
True.
I mean, you're wanting to hit that. 11 steals, 3 blocks, 23 assists. Did they out rebound too?
A lot of good guys, plus or minus wise. Buddy Hield was actually a -1, hilariously. That's just, numbers are fun.
Harkless was a team plus 15. High 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah,
Buddy Hield was the only one that played.
He had a little piece and almost, see, that's where it gets you. He had like a number in almost every stat possible. And so there you go.
Hield or Harkless?
Harkless.
Okay. Yeah. That's the type of guy he is. I'm not going to.
It shows the difference of, the high scoring and how exciting that can be. And then a guy who just kind of does a little bit of everything, but
who's there, but
like
not
crazy.
Yeah.
The underlying stats can get you on those.
Mm-hmm. No, so true. So the Kings now tonight. So again, Christie, 2-1, I should say. He's had fun. He seems comfortable in it, especially in the post game and pregame pressers. They had a funny photo. Not even funny. Humble. Or not humble. What's the word I'm looking for? Just nice. Like it was a sweet moment of when him and Tyrese Halliburton were looking up at the scoreboard and someone captured like father and son.
They want to challenge it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When they were trying to challenge, because they do look like they're related. And just Tyrese was there for a moment, like for a couple minutes. I think he was checking in the game, but he, instead of standing by the scores table, he just stood right there next to Doug Christie, like kind of arm around, like just rubbing him. It was funny.
It was cute.
It was cute. It was like, I'd never seen that before. And Doug was acting like he wasn't even there. Like it was just totally normal for him to have Tyrese, hanging on him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's sweet. The guys love him, which we never doubted that. And
to me, I think that moment you're talking about, like perfectly, like describes the vibes Doug Christie gives as like a whole. Do you know what I mean? Where it's just like,
yes,
this is my guy, this is my coach.
And
like,
I'm coaching,
now
no
I'm gonna like, come up with challenge. You. We're gonna watch the replay and then we're all gonna go crazy and challenge. But like it's just like that vibe of how they feel with them. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because I think it was Wobe that put it up there. And the replies were hilarious, like from people outside of Sacramento, like, right. Oh man, like that's the vibe that Sacramento needs. Like,
yes,
Breach. Doug Christie's the man. Wait, he's not broadcasting anymore. Oh, that's awesome. Like, people genuinely love the guy. Mm-hmm. And Pop after the game, like you could see him, giving the back pat and the handshake, like, and you could read them out. Great job. Great job. Great job. Like, and Doug said after, like, how much that means to hear, like from,
Pop is
the man.
Yeah. Pop has always been very complimentary of Sacramento Kings coaches in recent years. He said great things about Dave Yeager after his first game. They played San Antonio. They beat him in San Antonio. They played really good defense in that game, if I remember. And that was what he was complimentary of Yeager and said, that team knows how to play defense now. Like that was a hell of a fight. Of course, that didn't end up going too well in the end, as we know. But he's always like, it's like Pop is rooting for Sacramento himself. He wants to see them succeed. Another small market team that had these glory years in the early 2000s. And now
he remembers. Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely. And Pop is a great guy.
And it was cool, like seeing, post game, you had Lindsay and Becky over there, like, talking to each other. And then Metu was over there hugging
things.
Becky and all those, since he came from them, he's got ties. And, I was happy for Metu too, playing well against his old team. They're guys always want to go back there.
He's played well against Spurs in his times.
Yeah.
Going against.
Yeah.
Them.
And they've always been super complimentary of him. It was their thing was we just have so many bigs, like, and he was one of the youngest ones. Like, we just don't have the resources anymore. They dropped like two or three bigs that were young. Like it had to me, it.
Nothing like to do with him.
You've seen teams try and spin stories when they let guys go before, and they've been nothing but you know, complimentary the guy, and visually, like, you know, you could see that they enjoy him even after the game. Like, there's no ill will or anything there. So it was cool to see him. Four steals. Like, he was you know,
always confident. Kim Azumetu
given Jakob some trouble, which was nice. So, because that's one of the guys, right, who they ended up paying over him. Granted, he earned that. So yeah. So it was cool to see.
Yeah, Jakob
and 31 minutes out there too. So
yeah. The Spurs two big guys, Jakob and Jacques Landale.
Yeah.
St. Mary's Aussie product.
Yeah.
I've watched him play my buddy went to St. Mary's and we watched him play. Great player. It didn't sound like Spurs Twitter was a huge fan of him from what I was reading, but.
Well, he hasn't played much.
No, I know. Like, yeah.
And so I don't think they really know what to expect of him, but he was an exciting signing because he was like the MVP last year in the Aussie league,
which is a competitive
league. His team won the championship and he was MVP. So, and then he did great in the Olympics this summer. So it was like a big thing. But like we all know, right, Spurs have big men. So it would always seem like a hard rotation for him to break into. And especially when you go out and sign McDermott and then Collins, who you still haven't seen. And then they traded for Thad Young. So it was like, I mean, there are a lot of bigs there trying to fight.
What's the Australian league? It's the NBL, National Basketball League.
Is it NBL?
Yeah, I don't think it actually even says anything about Australia in it. It's just
I think it's
NBL. They that viral video that was going around where Dellavedova got posterized and then the brawl ensued. That was sick. I'm gonna start watching some NBL if this happens, which it's Australia, man.
I just came up and bam.
Yeah, and it was if you haven't seen that, just look it up. Look at Dellavedova.
Yeah.
Good for Dellavedova, by the way, an Australian legend and a St. Mary's product as well. Getting some,
there was some fire there. Yeah,
there was. Yeah,
some fire there. Yeah, and I loved. What was funny to me is the people in the stands. They were just eating, watching it. Like
normal.
No one tried to jump in and get into. You know what I mean? Like here, where you know you see people throw crap, right?
Yeah.
Or try and get into it. No, they were like, "All right, we're just gonna sit here, eat our popcorn, and watch." Like,
yeah, it's free
entertainment. It was perfect.
Very much.
So kudos to them for not causing anything in the stands either, letting it play out.
Yeah. I definitely want to go to Australia. I've always wanted to travel there. And that seems like something I would need to do if I ever visit is go watch one of those games. Hope for something like that. These guys just are fighting each other for no reason. And then now tonight, it's an interesting schedule to close out 2021. We got 11 days left in the year. So it's a back-to-back. They play Golden State tonight in San Francisco. So the one time they're leaving Golden One. Until January 7th. I've said it several times. So they play a Warrior team that will not have Andrew Wiggins or Jordan Poole, two guys in COVID protocol. Klay Thompson and James Wiseman have been brought up, I believe, Jill, or were like a couple days ago brought up. They might have been sent back down from the G League team from Santa Cruz, but they're not playing yet. Neither of them will play. Steph Curry, Draymond Green both took rest days on Saturday when they lost by 20 to the Raptors. They'll both be back, I imagine. I don't think they're going to rest them again. So we got to play Steph. And the Warriors are 24-6. I mean, they're the best team in the league. So even without Wiggins and Poole, two of their starters right now, it's going to be a really tough game, especially for a Kings team that we don't know how many players they're going to have of their main guys.
And coming off a back-to-back. I mean,
Yeah,
it's – I mean, I'm – my thing, everybody come out healthy, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, San Francisco, most vaccinated city in California.
Do what you need to do. But I just mean, like, everything, like, terms of – all health, like, because you know now they're putting a lot of minutes on their bodies and stuff too, so
sure.
So yeah, just come out healthy in all ways. And I mean, as long as I can see the effort there, like that's all I can ask for when it comes to this stuff. Like,
yeah,
I saw, I mean, people are going to fan however you want to fan, but I just saw a lot of complaints against the Memphis one. And it was like,
why?
I don't know. What do you expect? Like, yeah, I mean,
I didn't even blink.
Well, the Sixers came out and beat us. Okay. And did we not say how that shouldn't happen?
Yeah.
How a full team, a healthy team, should not lose to the Sixers G League team. Yeah. So it would have been the same opposite. Memphis right. should have beat us and yeah. they did what they were supposed to do.
And Desmond Bane is awesome.
Any win that we get right now is lucky if you're going against a healthy team. Now, if you're going against another team's G League team, okay, then we can have discussions. But if you're going against a healthy team and you're the depleted one, you shouldn't win. Like, that's yeah. just real. Like, that's just how it is. Listen, and if you can steal one, hell yeah.
Yeah. And someone, this might be a stretch, but people could make the argument that a Warriors team in the current state that they're in, you know, missing Wiggins, Poole, still no Clay, James Wiseman.
Sure.
They're still a better team than a fully stacked Kings team. That's a bold claim, but with the way Steph's playing and Draymond and
the way they're all playing,
the way they're doing, I don't think that's that nuts to be like, they're still even better than us when we have Fox and we have Len and we have Bagley and Davis.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan of Steph Curry. It's been a while since, of course, I think this is the first time the Kings and Warriors have played this year, Jill. Or no, they played the third game of the year.
Because we were excited to see Davion against.
That's Curry. Right. That's right. It was like the third game of the year and they lost in the fourth quarter.
Well, we've seen other teams sign some people. We got our first Mexico City signing. Ooh. So good for Matt Mooney. Matt Mooney, who was a fun NCAA guy.
To the Knicks.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. So yeah. So we're seeing more of the East Coast signings right now. Probably I'm just assuming their games are gonna go first. I haven't looked at the schedule, but I'm assuming so based on Boston, New York, all mm-hmm. of those ones getting their Dallas, signings in.
San Marquis, Chris. Dallas.
I know there's a couple Lakers ones that are, but they're signing their own guys right now. So
it's a hectic day for those guys, if you think about it. Those guys that are being signed because they're anywhere, you know, they're in Mexico. And now all of a sudden they're like, we got to get you.
Well, some of them might be in Vegas because there's that showcase going on right now. And so I'm not sure. I'm assuming some of those guys might be
that'd be helpful.
So being pulled from there. So which I was watching them last night, like they were game starting.
Who are some guys, Jill, by the way, that you
late last night
stuck out to? You mentioned I already forgot the guy's name that just had a heck of a game.
If we need a point guard, Walton Jr. He had like 18 points, 8 assists last night. He's fresh, but then you're looking at a guy who just played yesterday and playing today. Davidas Servetus, I think is how you say his name. He's a forward on that same team with Detroit, where he was a second round pick from Detroit. And then when their new people took over, they let him go, but then kept him on their like G League thing. He's only like 20 or 21. He's still young.
What is his name?
He's a European forward who can shoot.
Nice.
But he, I don't know, he's averaging like 18 to 20 points a game, making 4 to 5 threes, like a good stretcher. If you're looking for a forward.
Sure.
I'm not really sure much on his defense wise, but I just saw the one game yesterday. He looked good. Again, if you're pulling from Stockton, you have
Matt Coleman.
If you can grab Matt Coleman. Manuel again, Terry. We don't know what. I just know I saw these guys play and they were healthy in the showcase. Kings aren't there, so I don't know what their status is, and we haven't really heard anything about them. So it's hard to know. But I mean, if not, I would look at some of those guys. But
there's no shortage of bodies out there. I think, you know.
And that's the thing.
If your scouting's good, you can find a guy anywhere. You can find a guy at a YMCA in Missouri. And you're like,
I mean, if you needed background. A forward, you could, this wouldn't happen, but you could easily grab Harry Child. Like there are plenty of guys.
Why? Yeah. Why would that not happen?
There are plenty of guys out there. And I know Boston fans are, it was funny. if you were looking at a bunch of their stuff, they were all asking for Harry Giles. But I mean, there's bodies out there, and it just depends on if they want to give new guys a shot or if they're looking at maybe some vet guys a shot. Hell, I know Pete's been saying bring a Pujetter back to the Kings if you need someone to fill in. If you need a vet who will just go in and won't be flat, like who will just get the job done and not be like, I don't think you would get the nerves, right, that you would necessarily get maybe with someone younger. And like, that's why he's there with those Ignite guys, right, to help steer them. And so he's like, we have a bunch of vets out here that will easily, you know, could easily be thrown on some of these rosters. So.
Yogi Ferrell's in Brooklyn as well. Their Christmas roster is going to be hilarious. It's just going to be like everyone's a G League player. Their starting lineup is going to be a bunch of dudes that, you know, were playing somewhere in Europe or not playing at all just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't do this to anyone, but you have like the Nick Stauskas who are playing G League.
All right. Now we're going a little too far. It's a step too far, Jill.
I know people will like that one. I wouldn't do it, but I had to throw that name out there because I saw people putting it in mine. Here comes the Jimmer and the Stauskas.
Yeah. I mean, the Stauskas revenge tour. We're forgetting the big name here. Tony Zapteris has been pushing it heavily. Let's bring back Tyreke Evans, who is eligible to be signed by a team. His suspension from the NBA, I think, has been lifted or would be lifted if he were to sign somewhere. If that's a legitimate NBA player who could do some damage for you during this time, especially. So I would be, that would be the third time Tyreke Evans returns to Sacramento. Everyone would love that. That would sell some tickets, which is maybe that's what Vivek needs to hear, sell tickets.
You know, you have your, I don't know, was Jordan Shackle, like Jordan Shackle, who they had in G League. I think he's with the Wizards G League squad, but I don't think he was signed to, like, he's a two way. Mm-hmm. That was a guy from their summer league, right?
Yeah. Had a good summer league team.
Who you could stretch out if you needed. Gabriel was picked up. Obviously we know.
Wendy and Gabriel.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good old Wendy. He was by the Nets, but then they went down again. So Tyler Bay, who was let go of Dallas after last year. He was the second round pick last year that I liked. And I think Houston picked him up and he's on their G League squad, but I don't think he's a two way. So that's a defensive forward.
It's a busy day for the front office. Front offices in the NBA. Yeah. Trying to find dudes.
Yeah. I was trying to, like, I was asking yesterday, like Tyrell Terry, him and Tyler Bay were the two draft picks. And I know Tyler's still playing, but you don't hear anything about,
Terry got signed somewhere. I think he did. I'm pretty sure he got signed to a G League contract. I just saw Tyrell Terry's name somewhere.
Maybe you saw me asking if he got signed somewhere.
That could be it.
Because I looked and I didn't see his name attached to anywhere.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I'm losing my mind. John Brockman. I wonder what John Brockman's up to.
Bring the Brockness monster back. It says he's not attached to anybody.
Yeah. I'm signing someone's name that. It looked similar to Tyrell Terry.
I know he was having he was on like personal leaves and stuff. So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully all is well with him. But that was one where it's unfortunate. It seemed like there was some depth there. But yeah, like the one Derek Walton Jr., he's averaging almost 8 assists a game in the G League. So to me, he was the one that looked
pretty good guard
ish if you need to throw someone out there.
I almost wish this game was earlier in the day so we'd have, you know, knowledge of these signings and we could kind of talk about them. Something to look at on our next podcast on Wednesday, which the Kings play again on Wednesday. They have tomorrow off. They play Clippers on Wednesday. Then this is kind of important and relevant. They get 3 days off before they play Memphis on Sunday. Not leaving Sacramento. They'll fly back to Sac, obviously, probably after the game. Play the Clippers Wednesday. Then not play again until they play Memphis on Sunday. So 3 days, Jill, to sit, get some guys back, figure out who of these, you know, 10-day contract guys might stick around. And then maybe make a trade. It's time. I mean, it's been time since December 15th. It's actually been time since like the start of the season.
I'm curious though if teams aren't trading right now just because all these players are on protocols now.
Yeah,
that's what I figured. Guys on protocols
seems like inappropriate. Yeah, like bad timing. You know,
I don't know.
The dude that makes the comment, you know, at a time when you're like, okay, man, not the right time for that.
Like, it's hard to know. Yeah, I don't know. But right now, all you're hearing about is protocols and players. You're not hearing any kind of
Shams and Woj tweeting like it's the NBA draft.
What did Tyrese put out?
That's what he said. I think
Woj out there tweeting like it's draft agency night or something.
Yeah, and now the next person to get COVID.
You know what? You might have saw the name Terry Taylor. That could have been.
Where did Terry Taylor sign?
He has not been signed.
Okay,
but he's a forward for the Fort Wayne Mad Ants.
I saw some name with two T's.
But that could be close.
Yeah, but if he didn't sign anywhere, then I don't know why I would have heard of him.
And then you had Devin Dotson go back to the Knicks. So he's got to come back there. So that's cool.
Wasn't he on the Bulls?
Yeah, so it's...
Recently?
Prior
to it? Was Dotson somewhere else?
Cleveland.
And this was the Kansas point guard? Am I remembering that correctly? I might be way off.
Was he Kansas? I don't know.
I don't remember either. I might just be making things up.
But he started with the Knicks. And then I think was like 1 year with Cleveland and then was G League trying to get back. So that's a cool comeback for him. So like, right, we're seeing some good stories.
Yeah.
Of guys, stories. Like we said, of guys who were in the league, trying to get back in the league, of guys never being in the league before, trying to get in.
Never heard of.
And look what we just saw. I think we talked about this a couple episodes. We're talking about all the other exciting things going on in the NBA, not the Kings. Garrison Matthews just got, who I was talking about, how he was with the Wizards and then could never really find that rotation because they had, right, a kind of a log jam.
Bradley Beal.
And they still have a log jam of you know, the like wing-ish type players. And so Houston signed him to a two-way. And then once injuries hit, this is the thing, making the most of your opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. He made the most of his opportunities given, was averaging like 16 points a game. And they gave him a 4-year, like $8 million. It's very Lou Dort-ish. Like you're getting a steal on where his is even more like the Lou Dort one is just like nuts. It was like $4 million. I mean,
yeah. You saw the like crazy
total,
stat,
like not per year, like $4 million total. Like it's nuts. And so Garrison Matthews, I think he gets $8 million total, like spaced out through the four. So I guess what, $2 million a year maybe. But so, and for a guy who was just trying to make a roster, you will take the $8 million, like, right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Cause you know, we could say, oh, it's only $8 million. Like that dude just got $8 million off a 2-way contract. Good for you. Like,
yeah. Lou Dort. In the NBA, people that have had threes in consecutive games, top that chart is Steph Curry. Obviously, it's the new three-point king himself, has had threes in the most consecutive NBA games. Second place, Jill, is Lou Dort. They showed that graphic, and they're talking about, like, look at this crazy stat by Steph. And I'm like, hey, hold on, time out for a second.
You're like, no, wait, Lou, it's Lou Dort stat.
Yeah, this is a Lou Dort stat. We all know Steph's been making threes. This is a Lou Dort stat. That's crazy. He's just the wildest player that I have really ever paid attention to.
And you can throw him to guard anybody. Like,
literally
you know, anybody.
Like his life depends on it. His family is being held hostage.
Yeah.
And he needs to
forks
defend
up. Person. Yeah. I love that dude.
Yes, exactly. Arizona State guy. Canadian as well. Couple last closing things here about the schedule. So I just thought this was interesting. Back-to-back to close out 2021 in Sacramento against Dallas. They just played Dallas the 29th. Day off. Dallas again. 31st on New Year's Eve. So just hanging out, playing the same team twice in a row. the schedule makers are kind of funny.
Kings fans will be happy. Nick Stauskas is officially off the board with the Toronto Raptors.
Ah, Toronto Raptors.
Makes sense because he's been playing for their, I think he'd been playing for, last year he played for their G League team. This year he's on the Grand Rapids team, but
yes.
So there's familiarity there and he's Canadian.
Existence.
So yeah. But there you go. Alleviate your fears, everybody. He is off the board.
For a second, I thought you were about to say, speaking of Nick Stauskas, the Kings have signed him. And I was about to be pumped.
though. So he's getting his, you know, third.
Yeah.
Third, fourth, whatever. So, you know.
They have a lot of similar. I mean, they signed Sam Decker.
The other one is go sign Sam Decker.
Yeah,
to a 10-day.
We're thinking the same thing. Because he was drafted by Houston when McNair was there. So there is a correlation between Sam Decker. He was a Wisconsin guy, yeah? That's where he had the incredible March Madness.
And with Frank, yeah.
Yep, with Kaminsky. Correct. We're just going to have a lot of like memories now. This is going to happen around the NBA. Like people are like, oh, you remember that guy? Yeah, no, he's on the Knicks now. They signed him. Like, this is what's happening is you're just getting a bunch of people whose names have been forgotten who now get those second, third chances or guys that get those first chances. Again, terrible circumstances. Would never want this. No one wants this. But the silver lining is we have underdog stories across the NBA for the teams that need bodies. And we're going to hear about a couple underdogs later today when the Kings make some transactions because now they have to get to 13. They played Friday with 9 guys, Jill, or they had more than that, obviously, but the guys that actually played, there's 9 of them. 11 guys on Friday played.
Sam Decker's in Turkey. And it does not include an NBA buyout. Well,
yeah, pretty far away.
Well, too. Good for him. He got a gig.
Yeah, because he didn't make the Raptors team. He got beat out by, this is going to test my Raptor knowledge. He got beat out by someone. They were originally hoping he'd make it on the bottom of the roster, but he got beat out. So glad that he landed on his feet. There's so many players. They just pull up a spreadsheet of all these dudes and, you know, have stories attached to all of them. I know Jill's going to keep up on that. And I'm sure we're tweeting about it. Justin Jackson, you said it's in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
For J Jack. iconic like, king as well.
Yeah. That it was a low risk, high reward signing for the Celtics.
That's how they describe Justin Jackson.
A low risk, high reward signing.
That's a good, it's a beautiful, that's the biggest compliment.
For a great college.
Yeah.
And as long.
It's the best compliment Justin Jackson's gotten since draft night.
Good for you, JJ.
Yeah, seriously. One last thing. Not the best way to spend your birthday, but De'Aaron Fox is 24 today. So happy birthday to him. I'm sure he's hanging out with his wife and his kid at his house because he's not allowed to do anything else. But I hope he's cleared soon and back on the court so we can see Fox again wreaking havoc. He's been playing a lot better. That's the thing we haven't really mentioned is he was really hitting his stride. And so to get knocked out with COVID, that sucks. I mean, that's just the fucking worst timing.
His shot chart was getting gold. I love it. Yeah. I was doing the month by month shot charts and
the things MIDI's that excite back. Jillian Edge.
The MIDI is back.
The MIDI is back. The mid range. Beautiful, beautiful.
We appreciate that.
Part of a guy's game. If you can get that mid range just going on all cylinders, you know, Mark Jones and Kyle Draper will give you that love for hitting those MIDIs. Mm-hmm. I know Mark Jones is the one that does that call, right?
Well, and what's crazy. Yeah. What's crazy is the percentage he was hitting those shots. It was like he would have had to have shot like 40% from three to make just as many points. So it was like, okay, so keep shooting that MIDI and making that like.
Right. High percentage shots.
So.
Well,
I would take those numbers.
this episode kind of reminds me of Seinfeld because this was the episode about kind of nothing. We just kind of talked. And I enjoyed it. That's nice. On this Monday, COVID again, doing some damage. So there's going to be a lot of transactions and a lot of people coming across the transaction wire this week, especially going through the holidays. You know, teams have got to be ready for that aspect of it. And so Kings play tonight against the Warriors with a couple new faces on the roster, on the bench at least. I don't know if they'll play. And Wednesday, we'll be back to review that. Talk about how those guys did. Hopefully some guys are clear to the protocol. If not, definitely Sunday when they get that time off. Anything else, Jill? Anyone that you want the Kings to go out and sign legitimately? Maybe put it out in the universe before we close and maybe we can speak it into existence. Like who's
honestly,
your G League
just
darling?
Sign a forward.
Okay. I know you know your G League people. Freddie Gillespie got signed.
Forward.
So that one's off the list.
Yeah, no, the European guy I mentioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Davidas Servetus.
That's a fun name. That's fun to say.
I hope I'm saying it correctly.
I hope you are too. I don't want to hear it any other way.
Just, yeah. I mean, he was out there. He was fun.
Yeah. Go get active, Kings. McNair. Yeah. Wilcox, Paul Johnson. See. Paul Johnson's the G League guy, right, for the Kings. He's the man doing all the heavy lifting right now. Mm-hmm. Paul Johnson came from Oklahoma City, had run the Oklahoma City Blue, I think is their affiliate. That guy's heading the books right now, trying to find some people. So we're going with that guy for Jill.
Yeah. And to me, honestly, right now, it's hard to know who's available and who's not because it's like
rapid fire.
It's craziness right now. And then, you know, you have Hollis Jefferson, who's been trying to make it back into the league for forever. And he's a defensive forward, right? And he finally got someone signed him last year at the end of the year for a playoff run. I'm trying to think. Was it Phoenix? I'm trying to think who signed him last year.
Rondae Hollis Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Someone signed him at the end of the year, though. Mm-hmm. So he actually had like a, you know, one of the, like when it was buyout time or whatever, you know, like right before rosters locked. You know, I'd like to see him get his shot again. Cause that's another good vet.
Feel forward. I love.
And if you're looking at defense, that's another, you know,
I love it.
You know, I would have said James Ennis, but the Nets beat us to it and then they can't even play. So.
Yep. I love that you're tweeting about Sam Decker while we're doing this. I'm just opening Twitter.
Yeah.
And this,
I was like, oh, never mind.
The way this evolved. Signed Sam Decker to a 10-day contract. That was 7 minutes ago. Then 5 minutes ago. Never mind. I got a deal overseas. Jill's always active on Twitter. So I love it. And I'm going to rely on you to keep me up to date on what's happening with the Kings this afternoon and who they sign. So thank you guys for listening. We will again be back on Wednesday. We're not going to do a show on Friday. I haven't actually asked you about that, Jill, but it's Christmas Eve. I imagine we're not going to do that. So just two shows this week. Come back and join us on Wednesday. Watch the Kings tonight and their G League team attack the Warriors. And other than that, it's later, dudes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.